Rachel made a rookie mistake. I pulled Chatty Cathy's string
right before we're coming into a segment.
You got him going about traffic downtown, too.
Don't do it. Yep. God forbid the city of St. Louis has signs to tell you when roads are closed which way to go. God forbid.
Here we go.
Also, can I put in another complaint?
No.
Sorry. What about this?
Well, now I'm curious.
No. We have Steve Ellman, who is the current and hopefully the next county executive from St. Charles. We have our good friend Steve Butts, current rep, future senator. And you just left the General Assembly and some things got done?
We did. We just had our final day on Friday, you know, constitutionally. I think for some reason at 6 o'clock sharp, we hit the gavel and... That's it for the session. It was, of the 8 years I've been there, it was probably the most productive session. The least amount of really ridiculous infighting. I mean, there's always going to be fighting. But right at the very end, just one bill that Steve and I were talking about that I think is going to be super beneficial for the entire state, but in particular downtown St. Louis, is an innovation zone tax credit program that's going to help developers. Let's pick on the AT&T Tower is the main building that I'm focused on right now. And that is to get that converted to residences and some mixed use, get that 1 million square foot, I believe the largest, the largest building office. Back online. It's been vacant, you know, for years, not been vandalized.
Good.
So, you know, it's certainly the 1980s if you tour it. So it needs a lot of conversion. But this piece, which a lot of people, Senator Roberts has been working on for years, it finally got across the finish line. It's good for all parts of the state.
Yeah, including St. Charles downtown. We've got some old buildings there that could be converted. The ACF building is the one that I think most people think of, and I actually went up last year and testified for the bill. But, you know, that bill, like all the various statutes that allow these subsidies, before anybody's supposed to get a subsidy, they're supposed to meet the but-for test, okay? You get this subsidy... But for the subsidy, you wouldn't be able to do the project. Hmm. Well, I think we've seen with that AT&T Tower.
I think they passed.
How long has it been and nothing has happened? Yeah. I think that project, unlike a lot of other projects, the but for test. Uh-huh. So let's go ahead and make the investment and hope things turn out.
Yeah, just for people who don't know, that don't, you know, come down here, St. Louis is more vacant than it should be. It's not a mess. I mean, we have City Garden, we have Keener, we have, of course, the sports complexes. We have a lot of beautiful skyscrapers. They're just not being used. We're just missing people.
Yeah, and, you know, why are we missing people? Part of it is the crime, and we've talked about that many, many times. But, you know, the other problem here is when COVID hit, everything down here closed.
Yeah.
Okay? And I know that people thought that was a safe thing to do. We were a little bit more risky in St. Charles, and we stayed open, and turned out our numbers were better than anywhere else. But the fact of the matter is, all those good things that you just mentioned were closed down. And they're closed down for, what, a year or maybe 2 years?
Yeah.
And when they opened back up, people just didn't come back.
You know, there's just that demographic shift. We see it at every level. So these large office buildings, I mean, I see it at my own company. We got about 30 people and everybody under the age of 40. I mean, if you don't have a hybrid schedule and some flex, it's just not where they're going. And COVID proved we could work remote. And I agree with all that. I still like going into an office every day, you know, but I'm an old guy at that point. But it has changed. And these very large office buildings, we just don't need that space. Right. Even when your company personnel are there, they're sharing workspaces. So conversions to livable apartments, nice size, cool condos. I think people do want to live in a more urban core, the walkability, cool restaurants, being close to venues like the stadium. And
Rach, you're a good example. Since I've known you, you brought up living downtown a lot.
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to see like some more grocery options downtown. I would like to see maybe just more pedestrian traffic is the number one thing I think we need, because it's a little disheartening to walk a couple blocks, like especially in this area, and there's just not that many people out. I feel like the closer you get to the arch, the more you're getting that like actual big city vibe, but we can be kind of spread out at times, and I think that discourages people who maybe have this perception that crime is worse than it is downtown. Like, well, I don't want to go down there and be the only person for four blocks in case something were to happen. I feel like if there were just more regular people milling about, that would do a lot to improve the perception downtown.
Yeah. Isn't that, it's so ironic because it's sort of the conundrum, because I don't get scared downtown much. If I'm walking back from a ball game by myself at 10 p.m., my head's on a swivel, but I'm not looking behind every bush. I've been down here since 1990 in one way or another. I've never been stuck up. I've never been harassed. You know, some homeless people can be a little more aggressive than others, but nothing you can't handle. So unless there's just a whole big bunch of crime going on downtown that I'm unaware of, I think it's kind of overblown.
Dave, you don't look like the kind of person anybody would want to pick.
We're not going to mess with you.
That's a good point.
You know, so just in our lifetime, I'll say in my lifetime for sure, this downtown served a city of 800,000 people. Now this downtown is serving a city of 270,000 people. It's difficult to shrink into your space.
Good point.
So we do have that going on. But to your point, St. Louis and the beautiful old neighborhoods of St. Louis and downtown, it's just got good bones. You know, when you talk about a house, it's not too far gone. And with the right, I think, leadership, I know we always talk about crime. It is the perception of crime. I am downtown a lot now that I'm back from Jeff City even more. But when you're in Cincinnati, I'll pick on that because that's a city I think we should kind of compare ourselves to. Built on the riverfront, walk around downtown Cincinnati, and I challenge you, look three blocks and you will see a cop on a bicycle. Mm. When you're in Chicago, you see cops walking a beat all the time. I've been down here all day today, and I've walked from the MAC, to here. Oh. And you just don't see it. And I know we're short cops, it's part of the deal, but that visual reminder that they're just walking a beat is important for a downtown area.
I mean, we're literally right down the street from the police house.
Yeah.
And you don't see anything. And I'm not picking on them. I'm with you, Steve. It's not enough. They don't have enough numbers. There just aren't enough cars around. I mean, we all see it every day. People just blowing through lights. And I mean, some people stop and then go. Others just keep going. They don't care. You know, I never see anybody pulled over for anything in the city. And I mean downtown, sorry, in downtown. Because that's what I'm seeing.
Let me ask you, I mean, how do your constituents feel about paying their taxes to the state of Missouri, but never seeing a highway patrolman?
Yeah, I do. I think the more people understand this, when I first got involved in Jeff City, I was like, hey, you know, we used to be, the city used to be 20% of the state's population when I was a kid. Wow, yeah. Now it's 4.6% of the state's population. But I'm like, we're at least entitled to 5% of the state highway patrol. And I really want it from downtown to the airport on Highway 70. That is a crazy, out of control, Mad Max street ride every day. And there was a pushback saying, hey, back in the 70s, you know, the St. Louis City Police Department had a large transportation, you know, traffic cop division. We're not interested. I said, okay, that was the 70s. This is the 2020s at the time. And then it was, you know, we did do that under Greitens. They came in, wrote a bunch of tickets. Kim Gardner threw them all out. I'm like, don't hold that against us. She's gone. It's not an excuse anymore. So give us just 5 or 10% of your patrols just driving on Highway 70.
You know why the patrol isn't in St. Louis?
I do not.
When they first created it back in the late 20s, they didn't want the state sending people in to enforce prohibition in the city of St. Louis.
That's the 100 years
where the local politicians.
You're talking the 1920s.
Yeah, 1920s. That's
2026.
Yeah, wow. That's why they didn't come in. And ever since then, I think it's just been a turf thing. You know, where the local police would rather not have them there, and they'd rather not have to bother with it. But it's not fair to your constituents that they don't have that benefit that my constituents do.
For sure.
You guys, you don't have to take sides for me, but you can if you want. But you're both smart guys who are used to negotiations and stratagems and things like that. What's your take and analysis on what's going on between the mayor of St. Louis and the Board of Aldermen and the police commission?
Okay, I'll go first on that one because I strongly support our police, and I believed, and I still believe, although I'm starting to doubt, that this Board of Police Commissioners was a good idea, mainly because the Police Officers Association and the Ethical Society of Police for the Black Officers, this was their number one issue, to say we want to get politics out of it and go back to this professional, it should be a professionally managed board. What has happened, now we're only about 5 months in, but it's been a bad 4 months. In my opinion, the board has hired an attorney. They get legal representation from the Missouri Attorney General's office. Catherine Hanaway, our friend Jane Duker works there now. But they have hired an attorney, Chris Gerville. He seems to be the fly in the ointment to me. You know, the mayor under the bus. I just think that's unfair. It's going to be a tough union negotiation. I was just speaking at a town hall neighborhood meeting last night. One of the officers was there, and of course, they can't really give their opinion. And I said, every time us people in the city of St. Louis see one of the men and women in blue that are serving us, we are underpaying every one of those officers $15,000 to $20,000 a year every year with other surrounding departments. Who of us can give up that kind of money year after year? We owe these people more money. And that's a big part of this negotiation. But it needs to be done behind closed doors, work out your differences, and then come out with a deal that everybody can live with.
For years, the budget grew. In fact, I've got some people doing some research on this. I mean, the budget grew, and then all of a sudden in 2013, it dropped way down. And I guess that's maybe when the state gave control back to the city. Mm-hmm. And then it came back up and it was going fine. And then in 2020, during COVID, it took a dive. Now it's been coming up the last couple of years. I guess my question is, if we'd kept this gradually increasing that budget over the last 20 years, What's the number we would be at right now? And that's what they ought to be talking about when they talk about a budget for that department. Mm. And, of course, there's also the budget's one thing. The amount of money spent is another. All those years, the budget still had money in it, but they just couldn't find people to fill the jobs or didn't try to find people to fill the jobs. So, you know, the thing that bothers me about it is hearing this back and forth that's going on. I don't think that's the way Mike Keel would be handling it.
I don't either.
These are the governor's appointees. He is not the kind of person to argue about these things. He's the kind of person who would sit down and say, "Let's work it out." Instead, it's all we do is read about back and forth in the newspaper. And I don't know why these folks that he appointed can't be a little bit more like he was to working things out.
Well, Steve, join me in this. Put a call into the governor and ask him to intervene. There's going to be lawsuits to determine exactly what is general revenue. Okay, there's a difference of opinion there. Yeah. But I mean, just the general negotiations have to be done behind closed doors.
We wanted to do that. The other thing I'm really interested in, I want to get the city in this regional training facility that we're starting to build. And we got time. It's going to take a couple of years to get it built. But we've got St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Franklin, Jefferson. We really want the city to be part of that. But as long as they're arguing about these sorts of things, that's beyond possibility right now.
Where is that going to be built at? It's in St. Charles, I believe. And secondly, if it has a firing range, will it have sound wall?
It's not in St. Charles, probably. The ideal place, we told everybody, because we looked at the demographic center of those four counties, was I-64 and 141.
Okay.
So we're trying to get as close to that as we can. Right now, we're looking at some Chesterfield properties. The biggest, the two biggest players are St. Charles County and St. Louis County. And people said, well, ideally, the best place to build it would have been on an island. between the two counties. But think about it. You'd still have to build a bridge to the island. In which direction would you build the bridge? So anyway, this is the problem with regionalism. Everybody has to give a little bit on things. But we want to get it built as close as we can so it's convenient for the most people in the entire region.
All right, we're out of time. That's a good one. Fast one. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Appreciate it. Quick break, right back. DGS.